number 9975, Michael Bradley, Golden Eagle Boulevard, being lot 35 within Hawkside subdivision, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
I'm Michael Bradley.
Mailing address?
711.
Push your hand on the Bible, please. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give? Do you have the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Take the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. I'm applying for this variance. We're in the process of building this house, which we already have the roof on. In the beginning, the house had to be reduced in width by 1 foot to fit on the property. Mm-hmm. That gave me 3 inches to play with on each side. I had it surveyed, pinned, and in the process, the masons made a mistake, and the foot come back. So that makes me encroaching on the right-hand side of the property by 9 inches. Which is not very easily fixed at this point. And also, too, there is a window well on that side of the property which serves as an egress escape route from the basement, which extends out 4 foot from the house. It extends above the grade. From the finished grade, it would be approximately, 8 inches above finished grade. I don't know what else to say.
You're not talking about one of these round things you put next to a basement window.
It has a basement window that's below grade level. That it's probably about 3.5 foot wide and sticks out 4 feet, and you can actually step down in there, to escape your basement in case of fire.
It's like one of those little aluminum things.
It's a plastic. It's like a brown plastic. And
would, I've got them.
That can't encroach 5 feet?
Is that... Seems like they're kind of like steps. I don't know if they have been treated like that in the past or not.
No, we usually count them as part of the house. So. Just like a bay window would be.
Okay, so that's 4 feet plus the 9 inches.
Right, the building is 9 inches, and then the window well encroaches another 4 foot from the building.
So is it a 4 foot 9 inches, and you're after?
That's correct.
Or 4 7-inch after then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Okay. And you say, Rick, that they would treat them as steps, you think?
What's
would
that?
They be treated as steps, you would think?
Well, I was just thinking it would be, but that would make sense, but I can't remember everyone coming up.
I never have.
There's several houses that have what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, I have them like that. But mine are the clear plastic, or ours are the clear plastic. They come out about the same way. They go down to the basement.
Yeah, it's basically to keep the water from running into the something that's below grade, right?
Right, yeah, it's to stop the ground.
What's so easy for us to keep the water going in, against right. It on both sides? I actually have to have two of the windows like you're speaking of. It's basic for that window.
Seems like it's no more intrusive than a step, but.
Because you're going down with these, or not?
Anybody else remember them ever come up?
I don't ever remember. Do you, Ron, ever remember them being treated as like steps or anything? Never?
I never remember them at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. Better treat it like an encroachment.
Just an encroachment. Okay. Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Work?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill?
No.
Hearing no further questions from the board? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9975, as I don't think it will alter center character of the neighborhood.
Okay. So I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9975. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Case number 99.